Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Justin Barcia, the big winner here tonight. You got no shoes on in the press conference, so that's a bold move.
It is a bold move. I feel like a little hillbilly right now, but they got us right from the track to here. I was on dressing during two of the press conference and tried to get some dry clothes, but someone forgot shoes and socks. So
I looked over at one point. You had your shirt off. You're in your bike shorts.
I'm in a weird way. Yeah, I know you were.
I mean, I've never been with a winner before. hey man, congratulations. I think Larry Ward's got the gap between the biggest wins, but I think you got to be, you're 5 years and something, almost six, I bet. And I think Larry went seven, but man, we just don't see that happen in our sport a lot. That's how rare it is.
It is crazy to think about it. I didn't think about it today until they said on the podium it's been like almost 6 years. Seattle, I don't know what year it was, but anyways, it's been a long time, and super stoked to be able to get a win again. It's been a long dry spell.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know you're good in these conditions, but you were fast all day when even the track was good. You know, we all of us experts talk about the guys, and you were right in the mix with all those guys.
Yeah, I was. I felt good today. I was trying to stay calm, but I got a little bit excited a few times today and overdid a few times, but that's normal at the first race, I think. But I was having fun. I put in the work in the off season, and I didn't overdo it, and I don't think I underdid it. So got the bike dialed in how I wanted it, and was just having fun today.
You're a veteran now of this sport. You've been around for a while. So Anaheim 1, you've had the nerves. You've had what you talked about a little bit, getting excited and everything else. And that affects your riding, where you rev the shit out of it and you just clutch it everywhere. But a little calmer.
It's crazy to think no one on the team told me I over-revved today. I actually just, when you said that, I thought about none of my data guys today said, like, yo, you need to shift or this or that. So I'm proud of myself for that for sure. And I just felt all day, like, more calm. And like I told Alaska, calm, cool, collective, just let it kind of, you got to let it happen. But I do still have a tendency to override sometimes, and I overrode a little bit in the final practice, and that didn't give me a good time. So I was a little frustrated after last practice, but I rode so good the practice before that I was like, yeah, it's all right, just need to calm down and let things come to me, because I'm definitely, for me, my worst enemy is overriding.
Technical track for A1.
Yeah, it was really good, though. I mean, we need technical tracks, because it wasn't a super fast track. Like, we had a fast loop section and one fast straightaway, but it was all, like, I think more technical, safer, because the speed's down a little bit. But as long as, like, landings aren't sharp or anything like that, but I think the Dirtworks guys did a phenomenal job today.
The rhythm after the two doubles, I was trying to time it with my sausage fingers. Outside was better, right? The quad was better?
Yeah, I think so. And
but I saw guys go all over, so I couldn't figure it out.
I never figured it out. Okay. like inside roll over the tailtop, three on off was pretty quick, but like towards the end of the night, it was obviously the outside. But Mookie was in front of me, and he was going over three, and I was just going over two. So, but the track, most lines were pretty close all around, so I thought it was good.
You refused a Pulp MX show appearance last week. That's fine, no problem. But maybe we can do one on this Monday.
And it's not because I don't like you.
No, it wasn't even because of that.
It's a good thing, right?
No, I'm fine with it. Guys can say that, but maybe we, you know, after that, now we can get back on.
Yeah, the week, like weeks leading up to, you know how riders are. You know how riders are. I'll admit, I'm a rider, so.
No, I had no problem with it. It was a polite refusal.
It was very nice. You were nice. I was nice, and we're cool. But
so we're all cool now.
I'll be on the show for sure eventually.
I mean, it's good because, I mean, I thought you should have retired years ago. It was going so bad.
Me too.
I'm kidding.
I'm not.
Well, your home life now. Your home life's balanced. The bike is good and all that.
Home life. No, but it's true. I mean, life's good. Like, you know, at home's good. Here's good. There's good. It's all good.
Fuck, you just made this thing really interesting. Cool. Great job tonight. Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.